الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eders.com.
الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كما أمر، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في الخلق والأمر، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله المبعوث للأسود والأحمر الذي أوتي جامع الكلم وكرائم الحكم ومكارم الشيم، صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. وبعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار آيات لأولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق الله ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الدنيا خلقت لكم وأنتم خلقتم للآخرة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم. My honorable brothers in Islam, Allah Rabbul Izzat, with His infinite mercy and grace, has bestowed us with so many of bounties, which are countless and boundless. We cannot really enumerate His favors. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala Himself says, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you want to enumerate and count the bounties and the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will fail in counting them, because they are numerous bounties. And it's for this reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inviting us, calling the humanity to ponder and to contemplate in the very nature of the heavens and earth. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, in the creation of the heavens and earth, the ayatul, the ulil albab, there are clear signs for the man of intellect. These things are not been created in vain. It's not a joke. It's not a theory of Big Bang and the world came into existence. There is a purpose behind creating the universe. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Are you under the impression that we have created the seven heavens and earth in vain, and that you're not going to be returned to us? Allah Ta'ala is free from creating something which is useless and has no aim, an object behind it. But we're so blind and oblivious as far as the clear signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in alteration of day into night and night into day, there's a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How perfectly designed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the summer, we find the days are longer, nights are shorter, especially in UK, the days are much more longer. I'm not accustomed to making Maghrib Salah at this time in South Africa. And Isha Salah, right, 11 o'clock, I never performed my Isha Salah that time. But it is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system is functioning to show the mankind that you are not in charge of this. It is Malik al-Alam, the all-knowing, who has control over the universe.
We have no say in that. No governments in the world can decide from tomorrow the sunrise must be on this time and sunset must be on this time. No. هُوَ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has subjugated the sun and the moon and the stars to function in a particular manner. And will carry on doing that till the day of Qiyamah. The summer will come in the summertime, the winter will come in the wintertime. Although we may find difficult to observe fast in the summer days. That is a test of our iman, respected friends. And it's for this reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings Ramadan in all different seasons. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ وَعَمَلًا. Allah Ta'ala says, I have given life and death to see who is best in terms of making good deeds for the Akhirat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing the ayat and the signs. Allah Ta'ala did not say ayah, He says ayat, many signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the poet says in Farsi, har giyah hai ke azmi baroyat wahdahu la sharika lahu bagoyat. Every blade of grass that grows from the earth, it says wahdahu la sharika lahu. Allah is alone, no partner with him. The first blade that appears is one, to indicate to us that Allah is one, and he alone brings it. That dead land which has no sign of life, it brings about beautiful pastures, lush and green. Who does it? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wal nahar. In the alternating the night into day and the day into night, there are signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Li ulil albab. For those people who possess intellect, those who have aql. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the definition as to who are those people who possess intellect and aql. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقَعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. Those who ponder and contemplate in the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those who remember Allah Azza wa Jal. At any given time, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. While they are standing, they are in a posture of ruku or sujood, and even when they lie down on the bed, they think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They think of the Creator. So all the tasbihat that we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for different occasions is for us to think and ponder that our life itself is not in our control. When we get up in the morning, it's like we coming back to life. Our brain starts functioning. Not a single day passes and we witness that brain is not functioning. The moment we get up, our computer is on. We don't have to log in and we don't have to switch on the computer. It's there for our use. And how much this brain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, the capacity Allah ta'ala has given to us, and this brain, we don't use even 1% of the capacity Allah ta'ala has given to this brain. Yet it can memorize so many things. It's said regarding our Shah Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahmatullah alayhi, my dada ustad, ustad of my ustad. At once Malana Shabir Ahmed Uthmani rahmatullah alayhi stood in front of the library of Deoband, Darul Uloom Deoband, and he took qasam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, if all the books that contain in this big library, Kutubkhana, burn to ashes, I'm not concerned. Because we have a person who can rewrite all the books from A to Z out of his memory. Allah Ta'ala created such genius people in this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who can remember volumes of kitabs, and he would pinpoint and to say, you will find this masala, this hadith on in this kitab, on this page, on the right side of the page or the left side of the page, top of the page or the bottom of the page. Fabulous, remarkable memories Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to this human being. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ponder and reflect, O man of intelligence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, reminds us that we have to be thankful and show gratitude to the bounties that He has given to us. But He complains, وَقَلِيلًا مِّنْ عَبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. There are very few servants of mine who are appreciative of the ni'mats and the bounties that I have bestowed them. Such a vast universe Allah ta'ala has created for us, for our benefit. إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ. This vast universe that we see is created for us. And we in this university, all of us are going through tests every day of our lives. There are more reason for us to show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's no reason for us to complain. Yet we find we never stop complaining to the things and the conditions around us. So let us think, who created us? Who gave me these faculties, the power of understanding, the power of hearing, the power of sight? If Allah so wishes, He can snatch all these from us. Despite our disobedience to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful and so compassionate that He doesn't even deprive one who does not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sheikh Sadi rahmatullah alayhi has written in his book Gulistan, there was one sinner. He turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regret and remorse. He wants to make now amendments in his life. The way of life he has adopted, now he felt that it was wrong. Now I must make amendment to my life. I must now change my life. He turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dar pareshan hali wa mandagi. In that desperate condition, he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was thrown from pillar to post. Many, many conditions came upon him. And now he knew because of his sin, he's suffering. It is also good. Even in that condition, when a person turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in desperate situation, it's still good. Because there are people, even in the desperate situation, they don't turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rejects. First time, goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking and begging His mercy, pleading to Him to forgive him. Again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns his request away. He does not accept. Third time, he goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now he's crying. He bursts down into tears. Emotionally, he can't control himself. He turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And is full of remorse. So what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the malaika? Ya malaikati, inni istahaytu min abdi وليس له غيري. Oh my malaika, oh my angels, I feel ashamed. I feel remorse regarding my servant, knowing the fact he has got nothing and no one besides me to turn to. Because he's now desperate, he's turning to me. I can't turn him away. So Sheikh Saadi rahmatullah say, Karam bi wa lutfe khudawandgar, kuna karda bandasto o sharamsar. Look at how kind and merciful and compassionate is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is someone of Allah who has done wrong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has violated Allah's commands. And Allah ta'ala feels shy and he feels ashamed. Can you imagine how kind and merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It is mentioned in hadith with regarding that servant of Allah who turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in desperation. Example is given. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran al-Kareem also, he has cited many examples. Even in ahadith we find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also has cited many, many examples and parables for us to understand. Example is given of that dead one who travels in the desert. His camel is loaded with all the necessities during his journey and sojourn. All of a sudden, he feels tired, exhausted. In the next moment, he falls asleep. When he gets up, he finds his camel is gone, all his belongings is lost. In a desert where there is no one to come to his rescue. Our desperation, now he's turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's now resting under the shade of the tree, expect Malakul Maut to arrive any moment. Hunger, then the pang of thirst is going through and he's waiting for Malakul Maut, angel of death, to take his life. Again he falls asleep. When he wakes up, he finds his camel is standing there in front of him with all his belongings loaded on the back of this camel. Can you imagine the excitement that this person will have on regaining all that what he had lost? So he can't now even control his emotions. He says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Anta abdi wa ana rabbuk. Anta abdi. Wallahi, you are my servant and I am your Rabb. He can't even control his emotions. He's so happy. He's so excited. Overwhelmed with joy and happiness. Allah Ta'ala says, I become much happier and much more excited and much more delighted when my servant returns to me with tawbah, with sincere tawbah, and begs me of my mercy. Therefore Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا تَخْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not become despair in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. A blanket forgiveness. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't choose and pick. Because His mercy enshrouds us. He doesn't taunt when he forgives.
unlike human being. If someone, you have done wrong to someone, now you go to him asking him for forgiveness, you begging his mercy, going down on your knees, he will forgive you, but I will forgive you, but you know, you really harmed me, you know. I really felt heart sore, you know. You really hurt my feeling, and he will carry on mentioning, but I will forgive you. I'll still forgive you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from that. He doesn't taunt his banda and his servant when he returns to him. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَصَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا كَعَرْضِ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ.
Hasten to Allah for forgiveness. Shun evil and disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Him and begging Him for His pardon and forgiveness. And don't delay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't delay. And you will find my doors are open. I'm ready to embrace you with my forgiveness. I'm ready to enshroud you with my mercy. You, the delay is from your side, Allah says, not from my side. Come in the mud night. Come during the daytime, morning, evening, whenever you come, my doors are open for you. So he says to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Qul, O Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, tell my servants what muhabbat and love is pouring from this ayat. What gesture of muhabbat he's saying? Qul ya ibadil ladina asrafu, those who have wronged their souls. No matter what they have done, they may have committed murders, committed zina, theft, whatever they have done, come to me. I will forgive each and every sin. As long as there's a sincerity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful and so kind. It comes in a hadith. If mankind decides not to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command, not to violate His commands, Allah ta'ala says, I will place such people who will do wrong and ask forgiveness. What was the shortage for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The malaika were there to obey His commands. يَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُمَرُونَ. They do exactly what instruction is given to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا يَعْصُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهِ. They don't disobey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it was told to any angel to remain in sujood, that angel will remain in sujood forever. From the time he's been created till his end, he will carry on making sajda relentlessly. Never feel exhausted. With all the sincerity, he will carry on making sujood. If he is told to make ruku, he will be in that posture forever. If he was told to make qiyam, to remain in his standing posture, he will remain in that posture forever. If any particular duty is assigned to him, he will carry out diligently. Not for a second he will disobey commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what happened? How come Allah ta'ala created insan? Because insan is murakkab mil khata wa nisyan. He is composed and consists of two qualities. He can be obedient, he can be disobedient as well. If he excels, he goes further than the angels. He leaves the angel behind. When he drops and when he descends,
then he goes lower than the animal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْعَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ. Nay, they are like animals and worse than animals. Those who have ears but they don't listen, they have eyes but they don't see with reality, they have hearts but they can't conceive the truth and haqq. They like animals. Nay, worse than animals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these qualities. Insan has been given choice in this world to choose right from wrong. It is left entirely upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not compel. لا إكراه في الدين قد تبين الرشد من الغي. There is no compulsion in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The guidance had been made clear to us. Why does Allah ta'ala not compel anyone? So no one can say on the day of Qiyamah, I was compelled to do this. I gave you ikhtiyar, I gave you choice to choose. You made your wrong choice, you are now responsible. وَلَا تَزِيرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. No soul will bear the burden of other soul. All of us have to give that accountability on the day of Qiyamah. As to how we spend our time in this world. The youth that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, the health, the wealth, the faculties Allah Ta'ala has given to us, these are amanat, trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us regarding these things. لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. Most certainly, you will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah regarding the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone, Ya Rasulullah, someone asked, what about the person who does not have legs and hands? Rasulullah said, does he not pass urine properly, comfortably? Does he not pass stool properly? That is itself is ni'mat. What a ni'mat! Can you imagine if after consuming the food, and the amount of food that we consume, if that had to remain in our stomachs, what would be the consequences? Therefore, we are taught by Rasulullah to make this dua. غفرانك الحمد لله الذي أذهب عني الأذى وعافاني. I seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, I could not make your dhikr while I was in toilet. For that shortcoming, I ask for forgiveness. And I praise thee that you have taken that harmful thing out of me and gave me safety. If a person does not urinate, what will happen to him? His life will turn miserable. Miserable life. Lot of complications. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us all these things so that we can turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The surah that was recited in the Maghrib Salah, Allah ta'ala took four qasam, four oaths. وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ وَطُورِ سِينِينَ وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ. Allah ta'ala took qasam of olive fig and Mount Sinai and the peaceful city of Makkah al-Mukarramah. On the lighter side, there was one concept. When he heard that Allah Ta'ala took four qasam, olive and fig, so he tasted fig. So he says, "Bota chamazai, it's very sweet. Bota chika samka." Then he tasted olive. Olive is something you have to acquire the taste. If not, you won't enjoy it. He tasted the olive and he found tasteless. So he says, Ya Allah, رچک تو لیتا پھر قسم کھاتا. Should have at least tasted first before you took قسم. Anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take قسم of these four things. Then he says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. We have molded this insan, this human being, in best form. A person, while there is a full moon, beautiful, on the horizon, he's looking at the moon and looking at his wife, and he says, if you are not so beautiful as that moon, then I divorce you. Immediately, she took the chadar, niqab, she put it over her face, and she went into seclusion. Talaq took place, according to her. Istifta, many people ask questions to muftis. What is your ruling and your verdict with regard to this case here? Where a person says, if you're not so beautiful like the moon, then it's divorce. They all said, she's gone. You must say bye-bye to her. Out of your nikah. But one particular alim, one particular learned person, yes, no, wait. Talaq has not taken place. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. We have molded this insan and human being in the best form. There is no one much more beautiful than this insan. How perfect! Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designed this human being. Look at ourselves, we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't have to go far. Allah Ta'ala says, وَفِي أَنفَسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. You will find me within you if you only understand, if you only comprehend, you will find me within yourself. دل ہی میں ہے ذرا گردن جھکا لی دیکھ لی تصویر یار. Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala is within us. Only mu'mineen, the believers, will have Allah in their hearts. Don't have to go far. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Everything that we have, our physical appearance, the faculties Allah has given to us, the digesting ability Allah has given to us, all these are the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How often we contemplate on these things? How often we don't contemplate on these things. So Allah Ta'ala says, you will find within yourself. Look into yourself. But insan, he does not look further than his nose. He does not think further than his nose. He knows how to complain. Therefore Allah Ta'ala says, قَلِيلًا مِّنْ عَبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. There are very few who are thankful and show gratitude to my ni'mats. We have plenty problems in the world. And the world can never be free of problems. There is no such thing as a hassle-free life. And more closer we go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more difficulties come in our way. Because it's a thorny path that we are treading. The path to Jannah is not a bed of roses. It's a thorny path. We have to make sure that we wrap our loose ends of our garments and walk straight. And we don't take shortcuts. Because the moment we take shortcuts, and we take off-ramp, this off-ramp and that off-ramp, Shaitan is lurking there in ambush. Temptations of this world. As we are approaching towards the day of Qiyamah, the fears are greater. The fears for this Ummah, Rasulullah had. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سيد لا أخشى عليكم الفقر. I don't fear poverty for you. إنما أخشى عليكم أن تبسط عليكم الدنيا كما بسطت من كان قبلكم. I fear that the bounties of this world, the glitter and the glimpse of this world will be unfolded to you. كما بسطت على من كان قبلكم, as it had been unfolded to the people of the past. وتنافسوها كما تنافسوها, and you will vie one another to acquire this miserable dunya in this world. The deception of this world, you will fall onto it. وتنافسوها كما تنافسوها, just like the people of the past had wired one another. وتهلككم كما هلكت من كان قبلكم, and it will destroy you as it had destroyed the people of the past. That is the greatest fear Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had, the fear of gold and silver coin. Because Ibn Adam, the son of Adam, is such, he can never be satisfied no matter what he possesses. Did you ever find, I don't know, I don't find anyone in South Africa who says I have earned enough. I don't know about Britain. Did you find anyone to say, look, I have enough now, I don't have to earn anymore? With his rightful mind? No. There are maybe exceptions. Hardly any exceptions. All of us desire to have more. That's called faqr. That's poverty. One person comes with 10,000 ashrafi to one pious person and says, take it. So this pious person says, after you have given me this 10,000 ashrafi, will you go home and stop earning? He says, no. I'm going to still carry on earning. But this is your gift for you. I should give you this as a gift. He says, no, you are in need of this more than I do. Because I'm contented with what I have. I don't have desire to earn more. Whereas you say you're not going to stop earning. So you are poor, not me. You are in need. So that's called faqr now. That's poverty. Real poverty is that. So Rasulullah on the body he had, he says, لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ, for every ummah there's fitna, وَفِتْنَةُ أُمَّةِ الْمَالِ, and the fitna of my ummah, the test for my ummah, the trial for my ummah is wealth. Wealth is not bad, but it depends application of this wealth. How it's been utilized. Wealth is good for that person, لمن اتقى, who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who fears Allah, for him wealth is good. He can give charity, give towards masjid, madrasas. He can spend on poor and needy and destitute people. But at the same time, wealth can be very destructive. More destructive than a weapon of destruction. Mass destruction. And they will realize, you said, so and so country possesses weapons of mass destruction. Nothing happened. But the most destructive thing is love for wealth. A person can never be satisfied. I'm going to conclude this by hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. يقول ابن آدم مالي مالي هل لك ابن آدم ما أكلت فأفنيت وألبست فأبليت وتصدقت فأمضيت. Human by nature, he likes to cling to this world. He say, my wealth,
my possession, my possession.
Even a child, he's got so much love for the few coins that he has got. He doesn't want to part with that to anybody. That is the nature of insan. Mali, mali. This is my mal, my wealth, my wealth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Halaka ya ibn Adam. What is there for you, O son of Adam? That which you have eaten and consumed, that is yours, which you have digested, and is now deep, you have got rid of it, that is yours. And the clothes that you have worn on your body, that is yours. And the sadaqah that you have sent forth in akhirat, that is yours. Because that will be in your bank balance, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. That we understand the purpose for which Allah ta'ala created us. And we make tawbah before it is too late. Before we reach that moment when we go to the pangs of death. When the doors of tawbah are closed. And person will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi rija'un. Oh Allah, let me return. I'll become a righteous servant of Allah. Kalla. Never ever. Nobody ever had come back. Right? Only one life, one chance. We always say, opportunity knocks the door only once. Allah Ta'ala, give us the tawfiq that we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity, with tawbah, inshallah ta'ala. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallah, bihamdi. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.